CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. We go immediately to a report from Lebanon in these last hours. Six people killed in shooting at Hezbollah protest over Beirut explosion probe. This is Al Monitor reporting. A total of six have been confirmed dead so far, in addition to 32 wounded, in relation to the shooting in South Beirut's Tayuna neighborhood. The shooting occurred at a protest organized by the Shiite Islamist groups Hezbollah and Amal. Their supporters were demonstrating over the government probe into the 2020 Beirut port explosion, calling for non-politicization of the investigation. Malcolm, a very good evening to you. This is surprising to no one, Malcolm, that there's violence in Beirut. The port explosion, is this in any fashion new that there's a protest over the scale of that explosion, Malcolm?
No, there have been a series of protests, but it fits into the larger picture of what's been happening in Lebanon, the Hamas-Hezbollah tensions, and, of course, the tensions within the country itself, given the economic conditions. But I know that Sarit, our guest, who lives near the border, has particularly close perspective on what the significance of the events of the last 24 hours have been.
We welcome Sarit Zahavi, Lieutenant Colonel, retired IDF, the CEO and founder of ALMA. Sarit, a very good day to you in Israel. Thank you for this. We only call on you when the guns are out and there's shooting. This is a conflict between what players? Who are the opposites here? We have Hezbollah and Amal. Who is shooting? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, first, I wouldn't define it as protest of Hezbollah, but rather than as riots by Hezbollah, especially young rioters that were marching in the streets of Beirut in Tayuna neighborhood. And we don't know who was the first to open fire, but these were actually quite an exchange of firing between probably Christians of Samir Jaja and Shiites of Hezbollah and Amal, involving RPGs. And that's why you see six or seven people who don't know the exact numbers, and the involvement of the Lebanese army in trying to calm things down.
You recently published a report about Hamas's infrastructure in Lebanon through the what I think they call the Construction Bureau, which operates both out of Lebanon and Turkey. Who is this guy Kaderim, who's the leader, and what do you see the role is in growing Hamas's military capacity, and is this a challenge to Hezbollah?
Okay, so I will begin from your last question. Yes, it is a challenge to Hezbollah, because Hezbollah tried to portray itself as a defender of Lebanon, while Hamas is trying to portray itself as a defender of the Palestinians. So, what we understand is what Hamas is trying to build is another front against Israel, other than the front in Gaza, that it can use, as it already did use in the current escalation last May, in order to shoot rockets against Israel during the conflict in Gaza. It's not always within the interest of Hezbollah to escalate the situation on the northern border with Israel, between Israel and Lebanon. So as for the person, you mentioned the manager of the bureau, of the construction bureau, Muhammad Khader. This person lives between Istanbul and Beirut, come and goes, and he actually responsible for the building of the power between of Hamas in Lebanon. Build-up of the power means recruiting the personnel, Palestinians who are living in 10 Palestinian camps all over Lebanon, and also creating, manufacturing the weapon and or bringing it from Iran, and building actually the operational capability, which is divided into two operational units, so Shamali and Khaled Ali. Both all together is about a few hundreds of combatants that are well-trained by Hezbollah and by Iran and are now positioned in Lebanon.
Malcolm, a question here. There's a reporting that the Christian political party is revived and is asserting itself, and the Hezbollah is shooting at the Christian political party, blaming the Lebanese forces, I guess Lebanese forces who are members of the Christian community. This is a battle that dates back to the late 20th century. Is it the same as in the 1990s, now today, reawaken, Malcolm?
Well, I think the circumstances are different than that Sarita referenced it, that we're not dealing with exactly the same circumstance. And, you know, Aoun, the leader of the Christian militia, was turned and became president of Lebanon and now wants out. But I think it's definitely that this the Amal is blaming the Christian militia for the shootings that took place. That's not an unusual thing, but I think the relative balance of power, maybe Sarit can clarify, between the different parties has certainly shifted dramatically.
Yes, Sarit. Are the Christians stronger than they used to be, or is Hezbollah weaker? What are the balance between them?
No, on the contrary, the Christians in Lebanon are weaker than they used to be, and Hezbollah is stronger than it used to be. And don't be misled by the protests that you've seen in the past 2 years in Lebanon. Of course, there are opponents to Hezbollah in Lebanon, but the resistance to Hezbollah in Lebanon is not strong enough to defeat Hezbollah or to get any political decision against Hezbollah. And the investigation of the blast in Beirut last year is exactly the example. Hezbollah has probably something to hide, something that none of us exactly know, but the fact that Nasrallah is giving so much attention to stop the investigation and sending its youngsters to the streets of Beirut for protests and riots means that Hezbollah doesn't want this investigation to continue. It's not politicization of the investigation as it is written in the El Monitor and as Hezbollah is trying to frame it. It is actually an honest investigation that Hezbollah is trying to stop. And the Christians of Samir Jaja, probably, again, it's an assumption, this is the understanding, are going to the streets, you know, against these youngsters of Hezbollah. But everybody in Lebanon knows who is stronger. There is no doubt about it. And this is Hezbollah.
We have a minute or so, Malcolm. Yeah. 1 minute.
Let me just ask you quickly about the situation in Syria. And are there real opportunities for trilateral talks? Do you see any shift in the relations between Israel and Syria with the assumption that Assad is there to stay?
No, Assad is there to stay, that's right. But I don't see, if you're talking about any, what you're talking about, negotiations for peace process? I don't understand.
Or some exchanges, as the Russians asked Israel to push for trilateral talks involving the United States as well. Do you see Israel playing any kind of a role now, given the situation in Syria?
We have less than a minute, sir.
No, as far as I understand, as long as Syria is not a sovereign state and there is still involvement of Iran in Syria, we wouldn't see any progress in the relationship between Israel and Syria.
I read a little bit of the summary from Al Monitor. Remember, this shooting just happened. We have all sides now crashing and blaming the other side. The Lebanese army said later in the day in Beirut that it had arrested 9 individuals, quote, from both sides in relation to the attack in Beirut, according to the National News Agency. Further details do not exist at this time. Sarit Sahavi of Alma in North Israel, Malcolm Holline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.